Dr. Lucinda Grandy has been working in addiction medicine for decades. She knows medication-assisted treatment can be crucial in helping someone recover from opioid use disorder. But she also knows relapse is a big part of addiction. And even after someone starts taking the medication, they don't always stay in recovery.
A lot of times when people make that transition to buprenorphine, it doesn't stick right away.
A little over a month ago, Grandy administered Sublocade to her longtime patient, Kelly. Sublocade is a brand name for buprenorphine. It's a long-acting injectable medication that provides a high dose that lasts for a month. It's the next thing Grandy is trying with Kelly. We're only using Kelly's first name to protect her identity. Kelly has previously tried the oral medication, but she has been homeless since 2015, and she says it's hard for her to keep track of the medication.
I'm always losing my medication, or someone's stealing it, or blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's a big hassle, but if you have this, you don't have to worry about it, you know? And it's just, it's amazing.
After the first dose, Kelly made the decision to turn herself in on outstanding warrants. She says the medication got her through the jail time, and she recommended it to other women at the jail.
I am feeling awesome. I never would have made it through the jail time without it, you know? And I feel it releasing like 3 times a day when it's supposed to.
We met outside Grandy's clinic in Lacey, Washington, just a day before Kelly had received her second dose of Sublocade. She was also getting ready to move into a tiny home after being on the list for years. Grandy hopes these are positive changes for Kelly, and says she seems more stable. For the past 5 years, Grandy has been a great support to Kelly amid a number of hardships.
I am just so blessed. She has saved my life many times. And of course, God goes through people to save people's lives.
Kelly says she has been trying to get clean since the 1990s. Now at 51, she has had periods of sobriety, but a major relapse in 2015 meant she lost everything. She's tried many of the traditional routes to sobriety, including staying in sober living homes, stays in psychiatric wards, drug and alcohol treatment, and jail time. Here's Kelly again.
You know, relapse happens way before the relapse.
But this latest treatment could be a turning point for Kelly. Staying with her and Grandy, I asked her, when you think about your future, what do you think about? What do you see?
Everything I've ever dreamed for and hoped for. And it's just amazing. Everything. And I know I'm there right now, you know? Like, we get, like, in the middle, we're in the middle of our chaos and all this stuff, and we don't see it. But other people see the goodness.
I'm Lauren Gallup, reporting.